Now, the rest of the story. William Hoy, Bill Hoy, was a Major League Baseball player, one of the greats. In the course of his career, he stole over 600 bases. His lifetime batting average was a healthy 291, a phenomenal defensive player. He once threw three men out at home plate from the outfield during the same game. Bill Hoy was a successful businessman and investor, also well-bred and well-read. Highly educated, highly intelligent, highly polished gentleman. Yet they called him Dummy. I mean, everybody, teammates, fans, friends, called him Dummy Hoy. The reason was that Bill could neither hear nor speak. He was a deaf mute. But this is the rest of the story. Bill Hoy played in both major leagues on six teams in all between 1888 and 1902. It was another era, you see, a time when the nickname Dummy might be affectionately applied, and it was thus fondly invoked in the case of Bill Hoy. Bill was a small man, about 5 feet tall, but he had large, powerful hands. His knuckles were so big that a ring he wore had to be made with a hinge and a clasp. Bill was especially ingenious when it came to outsmarting his own handicap. For example, his wife was also a deaf mute. So when they were home alone, neither could hear visitors at the door. Bill solved this problem by rigging up a special doorbell. It enabled callers to pull a knob, which released a large lead ball, which rolled down a wooden chute and fell to the floor. When the lead ball hit the floor, it created vibrations, which Bill and his wife could actually feel through their feet. Bill's handicap challenged him in baseball as well. Outfielders often have to call for a fly ball, you know, when two of them are running toward the same fly ball, and Bill played center field. A teammate would later describe the compromise procedure. When you played with Bill in the outfield, you never called for a ball. You never said, "I'll get it." What you did was to listen for him, and if he made this little squeaky sound, the only sound he could make, that meant that he was going to take it. The fans in the stands were keenly aware of Bill's handicap. And they realized that cheering, the audible kind of cheering and applause, could mean nothing to him. So after a particularly brilliant catch, the crowd in the stands would express its appreciation by rising as one to their feet with hats and arms waving wildly. Well, Dummy Hoy, William Hoy, led a long and happy and prosperous life. He missed the age of 100 by only 1 year. And yet, even though he is gone, his influence lingers on. For he gave to the game he loved an added dimension, evident in each and every baseball game to this day. For when Bill was at bat, he could not hear the home plate umpire calling strike or ball. So he worked out a system with the umpires, and that system survived them all. In baseball games, for as long as you can remember, including today's, arm signals have accompanied the umpire's call. The umpire will cry out, "Strike!" But at the same time, with one arm, he will wave wildly. And which arm determines whether it was a ball or a strike? Well, now you know how that all began. Because now you've met Dummy Hoy. The rest of the story.